This is Tough Cookies,
a cookie review podcast
with Cameron and Zach.
Welcome to Tough Cookies, everybody.
Welcome to Tough Cookies. You know what I always say?
What do you always say?
Water cannot exist above its boiling point, except for in very specific situations, because physics is dumb.
I have heard you say that before, but expound on this.
So you heat water up.
Heat it up.
And it starts to boil at 212 Fahrenheit, 100 degrees Celsius.
Everyone knows that.
No matter what, like if you got a pot of water mm-hmm. on the old oven and you just keep cranking that heat into that bad boy, mm-hmm. put a thermometer in that water. It'll never get above that 212 or 100.
Yeah. Cause it boils away at that temperature.
Yeah. Cause it's boiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that your fact?
Yeah. It was my fact.
Yeah. That's all right.
I saw that in a YouTube video yesterday. I thought it was pretty good.
That's okay. I mean, that's pretty cool. It's like that. It's like, have you ever seen... get a pot of boiling water and put a bowl full of water in it, and how hot will the water in the bowl get?
No, how hot will the water get?
It will never reach boiling temperature because the water around it, when it hits boiling temperature, is no longer around it.
Oh,
yeah,
cool stuff.
So the water in the bowl will never. That there's a fact.
Yeah, that's a pretty good fact.
Hey, folks at home, you've been through many upgrades. You've been through a lot of updates that we've been through listening to this podcast. We got new microphones. We moved into an apartment.
Yep.
We got, you know, all this stuff, new interface.
But we moved into two different apartments. We started in apartment one.
Yeah.
And then we had a brief stint in apartment two with all the cockroaches.
Yeah. And then a brief stint of COVID. Anyway.
Yeah. Brief stint of COVID. But that was in apartment three, which is this one.
We don't need to do a flashback
good.
Episode. We already know all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
We don't need to fill a flashback episode.
Great British Bake Off. I used to watch that for 8 hours a day while I was at work. When I had COVID.
And now...
got real sick of it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you can hear it in your headphones, that crisp sound of a brand new MacBook Air with an M2 chip.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now, we're not recording into no 2017 MacBook Pro. No. We're recording into a M2 MacBook Air from 2022. These sound waves are coming across so clean, so fresh, so nice.
Probably about the same.
No, so clean, so fresh, so nice.
But you know what else is coming over real clean, real good, real fun?
What?
Sometimes I read things off of this screen, and I can read it the better.
I also got
a new one.
New Mac, and I got it. Two new Macs for
two new boys, yeah.
For one new Zach, and also Cameron's here.
I got the MacBook Professional.
This is enough talk about this, because I have some sad
news. You brought it up.
It wasn't funny enough. I have some sad and so I have some sad news.
Oh, hey, hold on. Wait. That conversation wasn't funny enough.
Yeah,
so instead
so
I've got
sad news.
Okay.
But
cool.
There's a silver lining.
Okay, cool.
As we both know, recently Discovery bought WB, Warner Brothers. Did you know that?
I knew there was a bunch of stuff going on with them, but I wasn't paying enough attention. I don't read the news.
Discovery bought Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And then went through and
said Discovery bought Warner Brothers, not the other way around?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
Uh-huh.
Discovery's got that money.
I know. That shark
That's really
money.
Good, though. I'd love for anyone other than the people who are at Warner Brothers to be in charge of
Warner
the DC
Brothers.
Universe.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They came in and they said, you know what we're doing? Total DC rehaul.
Yeah, baby.
We're canceling Batgirl, even though it's been completely filmed.
Yeah.
We're shelving some other movies and stuff.
But you know what's still coming?
The Flash.
The Flash.
But they shelved a movie that we're so sad that they shelved.
Sequel to Scoob.
That's it.
Boom.
The sequel to Scoob.
I was on it. You know I was. You know I'm on that Scoob news.
Scoob news.
I'm on that Scoob beat.
The Scoop. We have a Scoop of Scoob. We got a Scoop Scoob. Scoob
Scoob. Scoob Scoob.
But have you heard the hilarious recent news of the Scooby-Doo sequel?
I haven't.
So... Tony Caravone, who directed the original Scoob.
Yeah, of course. Love him.
And
loved Scoob.
Writer we love Scoob. Revealed on Instagram over the weekend.
I loved Scoob so much that I saw it.
Did you really? I didn't.
Can you lie on podcasts?
It's in the internet. I don't know.
Yeah, you can lie.
You can lie on a podcast?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, love Scoob.
Love Scoob.
Oh, I've seen it so many times.
Although the film has been canceled... because they paid the musicians, they went ahead and recorded the score.
So you can listen to the Scoob 2 score?
I mean, not yet.
Oh, well, yeah. We got to wait for it to come out.
His Instagram post is a room with a full orchestra, and it says, so what do you do when a movie is canceled, but you've already paid for the stage and the musicians? You record the score.
Yep.
So there is somewhere in this world a score for Scoob 2 for a movie that does not exist.
Yeah.
Do you think through the music we could gather the plot of the film?
Easily.
Maybe the titles of the tracks
is I was like, thinking like it'd be like Fred's, Scoob Fred's Scoob death. Dies.
Fred, yeah. We did a same joke.
Fred comes out.
Fred
Good for Fred.
Good for
That's
Fred.
That's awesome. Good I'm for super Fred. Excited.
Velma looks for her glasses.
Oh, classic. Do you think Velma looked for her glasses in Scoob?
Wait, hold on. Do you mean that in the movie Scoob, Velma looked for her glasses? Or
do I think,
do
that,
you
Velma...
think that inside of the dog Scoob do, Velma was like, did they fall in here?
Or
zoinks.
Like, Velma, I don't think they're in there. Ruh-roh.
I don't either way. I think she did do that in the movie Scoob. Yeah. I don't think she did that in the dog Scoob.
At this point, for a franchise that's been going on as long as Scooby-Doo,
yeah.
I almost said Scoob, but Scoob's hot off the presses.
Yeah,
Scoob but knew. Scooby-Doo has been around, you know, since the 1830s.
Yeah.
Back when it was written in
it used to be
caveman
called,
caves.
It used to be called Robert Doo.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think, like, at this point, there's so many, like, you know, we gotta have the scene. Would you do it for a Scooby snack? Oh, my glasses. Can't see without my glasses. All right, team, let's split up. Like, at this point, they gotta write, like, 30% of a movie. The rest is all just, like, and it's this all... is the part where Fred and everyone splits up.
I mean, in Scoob, they're, like, they go in space, and they meet a superhero. And
I should have seen this movie.
I didn't. I watched the trailer, but in Scoob, they go to space and meet a superhero, and there's aliens in it.
Huh.
Yeah.
You just said three things about Scoob that I super didn't expect.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like a guy in a mask is like
the
terrorizing
like an amusement park.
Projector
to make a ghost to go through walls. No.
Yeah.
There's a superhero who dresses as an eagle and aliens and they go to space. In Scoob.
See, that's less fun.
Yeah.
I like a Scooby-Doo and at the end it's a guy, you know?
Yeah, give me this. I mean, it might have been a guy. I don't know.
I guess we didn't see the movie.
Yeah, I didn't watch
Scoob. They went to space, though. I don't know how you fake sending someone to space.
Maybe it was like a projector, like a ghost through a wall. They did a projector of space.
So, yeah, they projected
they,
so
they
hard.
Did it. Now You See Me Too. You ever see Now You See Me Too?
No, I didn't.
We got to watch that movie and then record a podcast about it because it's one of those movies. So we're
maybe they used the James Webb Telescope.
To send Scoob to space?
Yeah, to send Scoob to space.
Maybe they found...
That's what it was originally for, but then they canceled Scoob 2, and they were like, oh, I guess we'll take some photos.
Do you think when they send the next space probe into space and fill it with Earth's culture, they're like, well, we're not using the audio to Scoob 2. Let's put it in this thing and blast it off.
I mean, we got it, and we haven't used it
yet. Do you
think
someone put in there, like, the password to their Google account and shot it up into space and then lost every other copy of the password to their Google account, and they were like... Well, I know that in space there's one.
Should have had one password. Today's episode is brought to you by 1Password.
Don't shoot your Gmail password into space.
1Password 8, it's an Electron app, but you won't notice a difference.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There you go. I've got a real slam dunk of a bit.
Okay.
But I feel like you have a game.
Yeah, no, I got a game.
You want to do a
game? Yeah, we can roll into mine and then roll into you. If you're so confident.
Mine's a freaking slam dunk.
All right, better get running.
Okay.
Because it's time to play tag.
Tag. Are we doing freeze tag or regular tag?
We're doing
toilet tag where you have to put your hand out. Someone's got to flush it when they run by.
Didn't know that existed.
I played
until
it
right now.
Played it at Bluegrass Elementary, I did. With all my friends.
I didn't.
I
played the thing where we jumped on the little square jumpy uppy downy thing.
I did that too.
Yeah, and you had to run down to the pine trees.
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
Yeah, it was a little bit like, it was like capture the flag plus tag plus you're bouncing on the thing.
Anyway.
Imagine a game made by third graders. It was that.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, Didn't make a lot of sense. Yeah.
No, not a lot of sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, tag stands for the Amazon game.
And what are the rules to the Amazon game, Cameron?
I found a product on Amazon.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I'm going to read you a question and answer and a couple reviews. And you got to guess what that product is.
I've never been on the receiving end of tag.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You're about to get tagged.
Mm-hmm.
You're
it.
First things first, I'm not going to tell you anything about this.
Great.
Right?
Love it.
It's
on Amazon.
We'll start with the old Q&A.
All right, give me a Q.
Q. Can it accept cash as well? I was thinking of buying one to use as a tip jar.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Give me the A.
We got ourselves a few A's.
Okay.
But I'm going to read you, like, I think one or two of the good ones.
Give me some of the A's.
It doesn't actually eat the money. It just slides in, and then it starts chewing afterwards.
Huh.
This is a real answer that someone... This is a real concern, by the way, that someone has.
So this product eats the money.
Yeah, for a restaurant owner. This is a real concern, what I'm about to read to you.
Okay.
Someone said this in earnest on August 23rd, 2018. His name was Rye Guy. This is a real concern.
Rye Guy.
I forgot words. If your business serves food, it may be a liability as it presents an unrealistic and unsafe method of eating where you swallow first and chew second.
So if somebody sees this product...
If somebody sees this product...
Swallowing and then chewing.
Swallowing and then chewing. They're going to be like... I had a feeling I was doing it wrong.
But here's... Okay, now I'm going to go off a little because...
Oh, are you about to side with Rye Guy?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
But there are some things...
Listen, I want to... Kill, cook, and eat Rye Guy. That's how much I hate Rye Guy.
There are some things in this world, in this life, that I don't, that I was never taught to do. I just figured out.
Eating is one of them?
Well, like using toilet paper on your business, like on your rear.
On my what?
On your rear.
Mm,
on your sphincter. On your tuchus.
On my sphincter.
Yeah, on your tuchus.
I got that one.
So if one day, like a man in a suit with a monocle and a mustache came up to me and he was like, you know you're supposed to wipe left to right, right? I would just be like,
yeah, I've been doing that all the time.
So if someone came up
to me, it's like front to back, back to front.
So if somebody came up to me and they were like, you know, you're supposed to swallow before you chew, right? I might be like, I might take a minute to be like, really? No, that's not it. But
yeah, I definitely would understand the mastication process.
You just missaid it. So I don't know. But I don't think that this is comparable to wiping your booty with TP.
I mean...
I already think I know what this product is, TBH.
Okay, what do you think it is?
Is it a little latex rectangle with a man's face in the front that you put a coin in and it eats and swallows?
Let's do the reviews.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Review number one.
Hit me.
Works great. This is 3 stars, by the way. You probably would be able to guess that from the review.
Yeah.
Works great. Had to take off 2 stars because it murdered the rest of my family in their sleep.
The rest. Some had already been murdered.
Yeah, some had already been murdered in their sleep.
But the rest of them
he had really
like 4
got
left,
it.
And he came in and got them.
We got review number 2 from Forrest Dykes.
Okay.
5 stars.
Ooh.
Title, priceless. Verified purchase. Verified purchase. Just like to say, colors, pink, February 5th, 2020. Real up to date. Forrest Dykes. You got a lot coming at you in about a month, by the way. Hunker down. Glad you got it ahead of time.
Buy some TP.
Yeah. Ugh. Review. Most meaningful and important item I've ever in my life bought. It should be valued at such a higher amount, and literally everyone should own at least 2. My life wasn't complete before I owned this. Now I have new meaning and purpose. Every day I wake up and stare at it for at least 45 minutes to remind myself why I do what I do. Buy this now.
What does he do?
I never knew. First responder. He's loving it.
He's a first responder?
Yeah. And it says here in the review, I'm a first responder and I love my job. It's so easy. February 15th,
because of this coin eating boy.
February 15th, 2020.
Yep,
I work in a hospital. It's like a ghost town in here. It's awesome, and I love my job.
I love it. Nobody's ever in here. Yeah. It's awesome. Can't wait to keep it for the next year at least.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
KJS,
okay,
an honest review from a verified purchaser.
Okay, great.
Color pink. March 24th, 2021. This is a little more up to date.
Okay.
The noise it makes is similar to an electric pencil sharpener going through a depressive episode. It is exactly as pink and horrible to the touch as you imagine. It doesn't grab coins very well, -1 star, but it disturbs all who lays their eyes upon it. It doesn't need to eat coins. It feasts on something else entirely.
Based on the review, I still think it's the small latex man.
I do have news for you.
Okay.
It's a pink rectangular... disgusting face thing that eats coins.
It's a little lizard man.
It's a little lizard man. Is this? Are you familiar with this product?
I'm familiar with a comparable product.
A comparable product.
There's one that's skin colored and a cube.
Well, this one's pink.
That one's Kirby-esque.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird shape.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little.
It's like if
trapezoid.
Okay, I was about to say a sentence, and I'm going to say it, but you're going to make fun of me.
Okay.
It's like if Tennessee were 3D.
on one hand, I want to be like, Tennessee is 3D. But on the other hand...
Yeah, I'm right.
Tennessee is just a series of borders and like ephemeral governmental kind of stuff. It's a human construct. So really, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought about it for 2 seconds.
There you go.
Everyone who's interested in this, I'll just read out the name here so you can really just give this a look up on Amazon. You should be able to just shoot it in. No big deal. I won't put a link in the description or anything.
Yeah, you got this. Just type this in the Amazon button. Just go ahead.
Histiag Money Saving Bank, Funny Face Money Eating Box Kids Money Saving Collection Piggy Bank Automatic Novelty Coin Bank Pink.
That sounds like a rap song. Yeah. Money saving, honey saving, money saving bank. Put it in a face and then give it a little spank. And then I think that's the rap song.
Hold up. Wait. I thought I was hosting this podcast with Zachary Slimp, not... famed rapper Eminem.
It's tricky. I'm here, Eminem.
Tried to pick the best rapper, and I think Eminem's pretty good at what he does.
Today, a student in one of my classes gave a presentation on Eminem, so there you go.
Really?
Yep.
Was it cool? Did you learn a cool thing? Tell me a fact about Eminem.
Eminem was born in 2008.
I'm not sure if that's true, but I couldn't fight it. I have no evidence.
Yeah, you have no evidence that Eminem isn't 14 years old.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Yeah.
2008 is 14.
The kids in my classes were born in 2006.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They're only 2 years older than Eminem.
I know.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
I've got... I'm one for one in tag, so I've got a new slam dunk thing to share with you.
Yeah, slam dunk bit.
You ever had Tina's Big Burrito? You're going to need that.
Let me just open my laptop back up. I haven't had Tina's Big Burrito.
So Tina's Big Burrito is a frozen section burrito that you can buy in the frozen section.
You tried to get me to buy breakfast burritos today.
But not Tina's Big Burrito.
Not Tina's Big Burrito. I'm not ready for that.
I need you to jump on to tinasburrito.com or Google maybe Tina's Big Burrito and it'll come up.
I typed in Tina's B and tinasburritos.com was autofilled.
Go ahead and jump to tinasburritos.com. And there are several things.
Taste, nurture, value, 2 billion burritos served and counting. That's a lot of
burritos. Okay, here's the thing. Hit the little three lines for me.
Oh, I know a Tina's Burrito.
And scoot on down to merchandise.
Ooh, merchandise.
Merchandise for Tina's Burritos. Now,
whoa.
There's a lot of good things on tinasbigburritos.com in terms of merchandise.
The first thing that stood out was the t-shirt that says TNA and has a double helix on it.
It's made of burritos. The DNA is made of burritos.
The DNA is made of burritos.
It's TNA. It's Tina's in whatever the NA stands for. Today, during a fire drill, I had to walk through a science classroom, and on the board, it was like, pop quiz, say one cool fact about, and a science word I don't know. So I pointed at a kid and I was like, tell me one cool fact about like lysis.
During a fire drill?
No, we were walking back to class.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
I thought you were like in the middle of a fire drill. Like hey,
get out.
You can't leave until you tell me a cool fact about RNA.
Yeah. And he was like, tell me something cool about lysogenes or whatever it said on the board. And the kid was like, they produce eggs. I don't know what it was. And then the teacher next to me as I was walking was like, well, here's a cool fact about lysogenes. And I was like, I'm going to stop you there, friend. I don't know what lysogenes are. Anyway, Tina's Big Burrito Doc. So the TNA shirt's pretty good. The Red Hot Beanie is a gray beanie with a burrito on it.
I was looking at the Pepe tank top.
Pepe tank top is pretty good. Hashtag powered by Tina's.
Yeah, hashtag powered by Tina's.
It's got
with
Pepe holding a Tina's Big Burrito.
He's big and muscular. I assume this was hopefully before he became a white supremacy icon.
Who knows?
Who knows, though? It's Tina.
Are you still going down the old Tina's Big Burrito merchandise page?
Yeah, love and taste the power.
Taste the power is good. Ripped Tina's tank top, which says get big with Tina's and has two muscular arms and no body, is pretty strong.
In the model wearing it, no offense, he's a very attractive man, I'm sure. Doesn't look big.
Doesn't look overly big.
Very twinkish.
Yeah. How about Embrace Tina's t-shirt? What do you think about Embrace Tina's t-shirt?
Tina's t-shirt. Gotta take a look.
Which is a pink t-shirt with a burrito on it.
Reject hunger, embrace Tina's.
Which also has angel wings and an angel halo
on top of a burrito.
Behind the burrito, really.
Good God, this is greatest shirt ever seen.
Did you find Go Wild or Tina's Alien t-shirt?
I found Go Wild.
You haven't even gotten to Tina's Alien t-shirt
They got a
yet.
Five panel cap? That's unironically just a good hat.
And it's a wolf with a burrito in
its
mouth.
It's a wolf in front of the moon. It's a green wolf in front of the moon with a burrito in his mouth. That's just a good hat.
It's a 5-panel hat.
I'd pay $30 for that.
But you haven't even gotten to Tina's alien t-shirt yet. All right,
let's check out Tina's... What the...
Tina's alien t-shirt is very strong.
Okay, it's a... Oh, it looks like an eye, but I guess it's a spaceship window.
I love Tina's alien t-shirt so much.
Looking at Earth, and there's just a hand coming up, an orange hand, holding a Tina's burrito, and it just says, Tina, flavor beyond comprehension.
But it doesn't say Tina's big burrito.
It just says Tina.
And nowhere else on this shirt does it say Tina's. It just says
Tina.
Tina, flavor beyond comprehension.
Just Tina.
I love Tina. Love eating Tina. Everybody loves Tina.
Have you looked at the last shirt? Because it's real good.
The tank top?
No, the last one. You'll have to click show more.
Oh, we'll load more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the 2 million t-shirt. Yeah.
It's just like...
Big font.
Arial font on a black t-shirt, over 2 billion burritos made and still counting. And for some reason... Over burritos made, still, and counting are capitalized.
But not and. And 2,000, 2 million might be capitalized. Hard to tell with numbers these days.
2 billion? Why don't you do
Whoa, that's
research?
A lot of burritos.
You suck.
That's a lot of burritos.
The podcast sucks. Didn't even do his
when
research.
When I found this website, it's only like 15 pieces of merchandise.
Yeah, so you can afford all of them.
I probably looked at this website for like 45 minutes. Just like, because by the time you get to the top, you've forgotten what's on the bottom. And by the time you get to the bottom, you've forgotten what's at the top.
I mean, listen. Oh, the hat comes in 6 different colors.
You can get 6 different hats from Tina's.
But only 2 of them are in stock.
Oh, dang. They sold out of Tina's big burrito.
You can get khaki or black. And it really sucks because the green one is the one that shows up on the picture. And the green looks real good.
You know what I love about the black polo that just has the Tina's big burrito logo in the corner?
You look like a salesman for Tina's big burrito.
And I could wear it to work and tuck it into my shorts and teach in my Tina's big burrito shirt. Which I think would be very powerful.
You could get it for only 4 interest-free payments of $7.50.
That's pretty good.
Is $7.50 times 4 $30?
$30. Yeah, it's $30. It is.
Oh, I see. You've already looked it up.
No, 7 times 4 is 28 plus 50 cents times 4 is $2 is 30.
No, I think you looked it up.
I did. I Googled it. Yeah.
This is a great website. I highly recommend anyone who loves Tina's burritos, where to buy.
Or loves great clothing.
Yeah, or if you love great clothing, hey, you can get Tina's burritos at Walmart, Target, Kroger, Smith's.
Yeah.
Even Vaughn's.
Even Vaughn's.
Is that Fry's Electronics? Oh, no, it's Fry's Food Store. So it was Fry's Electronics. I was like, what?
Yeah, no, yeah. Sadly, no.
No, Instacart, anywhere. I mean, listen, just get yourself some burritos.
I'd like to continue our little bit.
You sure you don't want to look at Tina's Taste Challenge?
We can look at Tina's. I haven't looked at Tina's Taste Challenge.
Millions of happy customers know Tina's Burritos is slaying in taste, cost, and convenience. We want to be sure that when you reach for one of our burritos, it meets your or exceeds your expectations. That's why we taste test our burritos and chimichangas every week.
What?
Yeah, Mom. It's pronounced chimichangas. Stop saying chimichangas.
Does it say that on the website?
No, I'm saying that to Anita.
Oh, your mom.
Your opinion is very important to us, and we want to invite you to join us to your own taste test. The next time you sit down to eat a Tina's burrito or chimichanga, take a Tina's taste challenge by filling out the form below.
I ate one. I did it. I ate one.
You ate one?
I did. I did it.
Okay, well, do you have a picture?
Do I need a picture?
Who wants a picture?
I did take a series of Snapchat videos about it. So maybe somewhere in the deep web.
You making a series of Snapchat videos about a burrito? A microwave burrito?
I cooked it in the oven. I did a little review vid. I did a little hashtag review vid on Tina's Big Burrito.
I would bury a knife in you to the hilt for a burrito right now.
How about a Tina's burrito?
Pass the hilt. Pass the hilt.
Tina, it wasn't very good.
Okay, I'm going to put... Okay, listen, you got awful, poor, neutral, good, or amazing?
Poor.
Poor. You got that for looks, taste... The texture and feel of my Tina's burrito while eating it, my Tina's burrito smells, my Tina's burrito filling was, my Tina's burrito tortilla.
Are they all empty blanks? I just get to type in them?
No, it's you rank it from awful, poor, neutral, good, or amazing.
Oh, give me the first one.
My burrito looks.
Good.
Okay, we got good. My Tina's burrito tastes.
Poor.
The texture and feel of my Tina's burrito while eating it is...
Okay, that's tricky because the texture and taste of any the texture and feel of any burrito while eating it is poor. So we're going to go poor.
Okay, poor. My Tina's burrito smells...
What's the best one? What's the highest regard?
A burrito is not very good at smelling.
Amazing.
Dunk got a nose.
Incredible.
I'll the put best, amazing. But I'd say awful because burritos don't have noses. My Tina's burrito filling was...
Beans.
Beans isn't one of the answers.
Dang.
Yeah. I'll write it in.
Type in beans. Poor.
Tortilla?
Poor. Actually, is there worse than poor?
There's awful.
Awful. Tortilla was awful.
Okay. Overall, my Tina's burrito was?
Amazing.
Tina's, you can get back to us. If you want to sponsor the pod, just reach out.
Yeah.
We can edit this in post. Nope, not a problem. We'll send this your way. Just let us know before Friday.
Give us the old ring, a ding ding.
Yeah,
I've got another good bit, but I need to find it. So you got to give me.
I guess
minute.
You're just not prepared.
I'm not.
If it's in the show, it's in the show. It's got to stay.
No,
I'll give a review of the Sierra Nevada Hazy Little Thing IPA. I'm 23, so I'm allowed to drink this. Everyone, I'm in the safety of my own home. I'm not going to drive. I am going to operate a cement truck later, though, but I won't be driving it, so not a problem.
So we'll be okay. We'll be all right.
Smells pretty good. It smells like a craft beer. The foam at the top, when you've let it sit for a little while, looks kind of like the state of Michigan. So if that's something you're looking for in an IPA...
You're looking for the old Michigan situation?
If that's something you're looking for in an IPA, I can't recommend Sierra Nevada's Hazy Little Thing enough. It's really good. It tastes like an IPA, so bad, I think, is the word you're looking for there. I bought 12 of them. I'd had it before, and I knew it was bad, and I liked it anyway, so I bought 12 more.
All right, now that I've uncut out all of that from the podcast, let me...
I feel like the Michigan joke was good.
It was. I'll leave it. Yeah, I'll just leave my phone number. Yeah. I'll just leave just that bit there.
Yeah.
Julius Pringle is a living lie. No, he's living a lie.
Who's Julius Pringle? Is that the creator of Pringles?
No. He's the Pringles guy.
The guy has a name?
Julius Pringle.
Did you know the creator of Pringles is buried in a Pringle can?
Whoa. His whole body is rolled up in there?
Well, they cremated him. And then put him in.
They pringmated him.
Yeah. Anyway, go on about the guy has a name. The Pringles guy has a name. His name's Julius?
Okay, so this is all a thing.
Good. It's a thing.
It's a thing. So back in 2006, Justin Shillock, who goes by Platypus222 on Twitter.
Okay.
Not
on
like
Twitter,
in life.
I thought like in, yeah, like he'd go to work.
Like, hey, yo, Platypus222. Like,
yo, Platypus222, what's up?
PGTT.
Yo.
So if you dig through
on the mouth.
Wikipedia's edit history in 2006, you will find that Julius was added to the Pringles Wikipedia page in 2006 by Platypus222.
No way.
Notably, the claim was unsourced at the time. In fact, by a different editor, it was called out.
So this guy put in a rando on Twitter, went to Wikipedia, and named the Pringles guy?
So over direct message on Twitter, Wiseman and Shillock, these two guys who did this, recall this event and share a photo of the two of them in their dorm room, which isn't required, but it's kind of funny.
Those look like the kind of guys who edit Wikipedia pages.
Wiseman says, our freshman year, we were eating a can of sour cream and onion Pringles
as
watching the Carolina Panthers play. And he asked me what I thought the Pringles mascot was named. I saw Julius Peppers and quickly made that connection and stupidly said, Julius Pringles. Because he was already a Wikipedia something, 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 I don't understand the lingo from 2006, we created an encyclopedia page, which I've learned is now the open source Wikipedia, as well, and created a Facebook group to spread the lie. In 2007...
This is very good.
In 2007, this Facebook group was created.
This is very good, and everyone should do this for every brand.
Yeah, so... because we were on a college campus, it was also easier to make mask IP addresses if you did it from a lab or a different spot on campus.
Yeah, easy. I mean, that's, you know, everyone knows that.
Now, I was very surprised, he said, when it seemed like Pringles had officially adopted the name, based on timing I always assumed after the sale of the brand from Procter & Gamble to Kellogg's, some intern didn't know Mr. P didn't have a first name, looked it up on Wikipedia, and saw that it was Julius, thus setting all of this in motion. On Twitter, they've officially multiple times called him Julius Pringle.
No way.
Some random guy on Wikipedia just called him Julius Pringle, and
named
that's his
him name. Julius Pringle, and that's his name. Oh, that's my his God, name. The power.
I know.
The power.
I know. I've Googled it. I did more research on this.
Yeah.
And he did have another name.
What was his other name?
Hold on. I got to find it because he did have another name. It was like,
if you just look up, if you go into Safari and just look up Julius P.R.
Yeah.
Pringles pops up.
Yeah. That's his name. That's his official name.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's bananas that this is his name.
The Pringles logo is a stylized cartoon. Is this from Wikipedia? Okay, it's from officially known as Julius Pringles, or abbreviated as Mr. P. Okay, what's his real name?
His real name is somewhere on this page.
Okay, I'm gonna... This is insane. Is he... Are they real... Like...
Boris.
That's wrong.
No, his name was Boris Pringle.
They went Boris Pringle?
They went on Wikipedia, removed Boris, and put in Julius.
No wonder they landed on Julius. They were like, oh, that's better than Boris.
Okay, so according to this, they used Encyclopedia, the open source Wikipedia, copied the entire page for Boris Pringle, deleted the Boris Pringle one, and made Julius Pringles identical, but all of the names were Julius.
Oh my God.
And then... Julius Pringles is the Pringles guy's name now.
And that's just his name.
That's just his name now.
Okay, hold on. Is Pringles.com the website?
I have no idea if Pringles.com is the website for Pringles.
Pringles.com is the website. I'm going to use my Google Foo site /Pringles.com quote Julius. Oh, nothing's showing up. Okay, Julius
Twitter.
Pringle.
Twitter is where it has been tweeted by the Pringles company.
Okay, we're heading over to Twitter.com.
I have a tweet. I don't need you to show me.
You got one? You're
got
on
one.
It?
I'm on it.
Oh, my God.
I got a tweet from Pringles on Twitter.com. A video or a little clip here that says, and I quote, Julius Pringle, the original hipster mustache. And it's just a photo of the Pringles guy. Via Pringles.
They really just took Julius, huh?
They just ripped it from those poor college students' hands.
The question is, do they have a case? Like, could they sue for money?
Interesting.
Could the Pringles boys sue the Pringles man?
I don't think you can hack into somebody and change something and then sue them for keeping it. That's like breaking into someone's house and leaving something there and then suing them for having the thing.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
I think that's actually how the law is.
Yeah. You can't do that. I think you get to court and they're like, you can't do that.
But
like,
could they demand that they go back to Boris? That's the real question.
Boris Pringle.
Could they go to Julius Boris?
Julius Boris Pringle.
Get rid of the Pringles completely.
Or BJ Pringles.
Maybe not that one.
How about Boris Julius Pringles, BJ Pring?
Yeah, BJP.
BJP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
classic Pringles slogan, gotta BJ my P.
I think that's not it. I think that they should make a new Pringles guy, Boris, like a big muscular man.
Ooh, like an anti-Julius.
Yeah.
Ooh, Shadow Julius.
Shadow Julius.
Boris.
Yeah.
Hello, it is me, Boris Pringle.
Just a beard, no mustache.
Just a beard, no mustache.
Bald head and just a beard, no mustache.
My chips are made from potatoes instead of potato pulp.
That's true. Yeah,
yes.
That's Boris Pringle.
Classic Boris Pringle.
So that's my segment called, here's some of the internet I found.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
I didn't get it from Harry. It's just kind of a question that it's come to my attention.
This is like Ron's question time.
Ron's question time.
Because it's like Harry's, but it's Ron's.
But I already do a British voice for Harry.
Okay.
Who else could it be?
You Can't do a British voice for Harry?
Well, Harry does one, and then, you know, he comes in and he talks.
Yeah, duh.
Duh.
We already have a British person on the show. We can't have two.
Well, we already got two, kind of.
That's true.
Because you're a boy.
Because you're also British. I don't know. We could do, like, Quincy's question time. I feel like we did a question, a Q name once. I don't remember. Ask me your question, Quincy.
Julius Pringles question time.
Julius Boris Pringles question time.
Hello, it is me. I'm done with the voice. My wife. My question. It sucks because I don't want to do the voice
Julius
anymore.
Julius Pringle
this
and Borat do
really...
share facial hair.
Anyway,
Boris
my question
Pringle
to you...
is just Borat, but a Pringles version.
Borat Pringle. Hello, it is me, Borat Pringle. I have a question for you.
Sour cream and onion.
I do not have a question for you.
Yes.
Not. Anyway, our good
enough
friend,
of that hilarious joke.
Yeah,
that
our
we
good
did.
Friend, our good friend Borat Pringles. Yeah. Asked me a question.
Okay,
I think we're getting to the point where the podcast is really taking off.
Agreed. It's we're getting the outreach from the big companies.
Most episodes we're reaching sometimes up to double numbers.
Double digits, baby. Double digits, two sometimes even.
Yeah. So I think it's time that we name what our groupies will be called.
Oh, our listeners, our followers.
Yeah. Recently, a coworker of mine referred to his groupies as Harry's Angels, which I think are very good. I think that's
very
good.
Is his name Harry?
Yeah, his name's Harry. Yeah.
Is this Harry Potter? He's a coworker of ours.
Well, independent.
They're Potterheads.
He's
they're
a contractor.
Have a name.
Yeah, he's a contractor.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's a temp.
We're Tough Cookies.
We're Tough Cookies.
And our fans could be called, let's do some spaghetti against the wall, Tough Folks.
Tough Guys.
Tough Guys.
Ah, that's gender specific. Yeah. We don't want to do that.
Cookie Lovers.
Cookie Cravers.
Cookie Cravers. That's a little long, a little on the nose.
Yeah, a little long, a little on the nose. Do we want cookie in there at all?
How about Tough Cookies Listenership?
No, that's bad. Hey, how about Bro Army?
I don't know if that's good. Is that a thing already?
Yeah, it's PewDiePie.
Okay, hey, that's a good joke. How about the community of lovers?
Lovers of cookies?
It could be.
Oh, we could call them the lovers.
The lovers.
Because they love cookies.
And we could open every episode with like,
hey, lovers.
Hey there, lovers.
Yeah.
Welcome to our podcast,
I
lovers.
Think lovers is pretty strong.
I don't like lovers at all. I don't like it. It makes me feel weird. It makes me feel like, because we're already kind of in their ears. If they have headphones on, we're like in their ears right now, and I don't like calling them lovers. I don't like that.
Hey, lovers.
Nope.
It's your boy. Julius Boy. it's your boy.
Whispering Borat is hard.
I mean, what do you got other than lovers? Short for cookie lovers.
Crumbles.
No, crumbles is bad. Some cookies are chewy and soft.
Soft men.
Some cookies are not soft and they're hard.
Okay. Hard men. Hard men.
No, hard man is like, oh yeah, he's a hard guy and you know he's drinking a beer.
Hard gals.
Gender specific. Been there, done that. Or unless you're talking about Gal Gadot.
Hard folks.
Hard folks.
The hard folks.
The hard folks. Again, some cookies are soft.
Well, the folks are hard when they're listening to the show.
I think I like lovers.
We could do like, you know how council names sometimes are like the sorority council of the fifth debauchery. We could do like the listenership, you know, the listenership of the tough, the cookie.
The listenership of the audio program, Tough Cookies.
Yes. Viewers like, we call them viewers like you.
No, not viewers. I mean, I think that's too long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving lovers.
You're loving lovers?
Yeah.
I don't love lovers.
And you know what? Official state of the podcast, Virginia.
That's true. Virginia is for people who listen to the Tough Cookies. There's an episode of Raising Hope where the mother's name is Virginia and the father's name is Bert. And in an episode, he has a shirt on that says Virginia is for lovers, and it's very funny.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It
says like I love being inside Virginia or something like that. It's very funny.
I'm digging lovers. I'm really feeling
that
lovers.
I feel like because it was my suggestion, I have veto power on that. Like I can suck it back into my mouth and brain.
You want to suck our lovers back into your mouth?
No, I don't. I do. I don't. You've really cornered me
here.
Yeah,
I have, haven't I?
How about Jingleman, Jingle Boys?
All right, tell you what.
Okay.
We'll just clear this up. Mm-hmm. I know the waters are a little murky about how you feel about referring to our listeners as lovers.
Yeah.
So let's
The Froggy Toads, would that work? The
I don't think Froggy Toads would work.
The Michael Fassbender-y nose?
No, I don't think
What if would. We name it after a celebrity? Like
Potterheads.
Like Potterheads.
We got that great segment. We got that great segment, Harry's Hypotheticals.
That's true. So it could be Potterheads.
Yeah, it could just be Potterheads. I think Potterheads is pretty
good.
Here's
the problem. If we name fans, like if we name a whole sector of fans that are fans of our show, what about the fans of Beanstalk?
That's a totally different show.
Is it?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in an episode of Beanstalk.
Oh, what we call the fans of Beanstalk? Yeah. I do have to read something to you that I forgot about until this moment. My sister sent me a Snapchat earlier.
Great.
Her husband has COVID, and she's quarantining because her husband has COVID.
It's so weird that your sister has a husband.
Yeah. Yours is just a freaking baby.
Yeah, right? It's wild.
I know.
Oh, my God. I've got a story for you, but go on.
So my sister sent me this Snapchat, and it says, "Dinner date with Chase around the corner and behind a closed door. We only get Hulu on that TV, so he's loudly describing an episode of Frasier to me scene by scene."
That's true love.
I know. I said, that's the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
God, I wish I had someone who would loudly describe Frasier to me.
And I said, this is your Rapunzel moment. Yeah. And she was like, "And at last I see the light." It was, and so that's where she's there now. And she's, you know, she's
speaking of our sisters and how they're older and than us, not older. I feel like it's rude to just say they're older. They're older than us.
They're old. Yeah. Yeah,
they're old and disgusting. They're
the beach that makes you old. Yeah.
Yeah. My sister has a child, and the other night I was I have an HP Sprocket, which is a little pocket photo printer that prints off like 3-inch by 2-inch photos with sticky backs, and I put them in my notebook for like special events, and like for instance, my anniversary with my girlfriend this weekend. Apparently, great reference. The last time I'd used it was when I went on a trip with my sister and my nephew, whose name is Liam. And I'd taken a photo of this infant, this baby.
Mm-hmm. And, this babe.
Yeah. And I guess months ago, I tried to print it out of my printer and I'd accidentally hit print twice. But once the first one came out, I was like, that's good. Turn my printer off. And so I turned on my printer and then a baby just came out and I was just like, oh my God.
Let's hope that let's hope you weren't with your girlfriend and a baby just came out.
I was like, whoa.
Oh, baby.
Oh, a child.
Liam,
okay.
What are you doing here? That's funny.
What are we going to call our viewers?
I don't know. The cookie heads.
We have to think of something now because if not, it's going to be lovers.
The listeners of the show Tough Cookie. Well, here's the thing. I just realized this podcast makes you old because when you start listening to it, you are older by the time you stop listening to it.
That's so true.
So this is the podcast that makes you old.
Yeah.
So that's it.
I mean, it's a podcast that makes you old.
That's true. How about lovers?
Yeah, I love lovers.
Perfect. So before let's
boom.
Let's have cookies.
I know that you said that thinking this is the end of that. Every episode.
Nope.
Every episode.
I don't like it. We already do your fact thing.
You love the fact thing.
I do think it's a good opener.
Yeah.
Let's go straight to cookies and not do any food first before we do cookies.
Okay.
Do you want the voice?
Okay, nope. You know what? Well, jumping in not at nine, we're good.
Are you trying to like out loud me?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you edit the podcast, so it's not very effective.
That's true. I could just turn you off.
We got a dinner before dessert here. I'm just gonna say it before the voice can come out any more than it already has. The thing that sucks is when we saw this in the store, you already said the best joke.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So the product we have for you is Doritos Cool Ranch flavored Lay's. Or, as the bag says, limited time flavor Lay's Doritos Cool Ranch flavored Doritos.
That's true. They're chip flavored chips. They're chip Dorito flavored Lay's.
They're potato chips and they're flavored like Cool Ranch Doritos. I already know in like 2 hours I'm going to
destroy this whole
eat
bag.
The rest of the bag, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I haven't had one, but I know this is worth it.
These are a limited time flavor, but they're not because Cool Ranch Doritos aren't a limited time flavor. They're just in a different chip.
Yeah, baby.
Wow. Now, I don't know. I'm pretty familiar with Cool Ranch Doritos, but not overly so.
What's your favorite Dorito?
Regular red.
It's like nacho cheese?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite's Cool Ranch. I used to be a spicy nacho boy, but I'm hard on the Cool Ranch.
Here's my thing about these.
Mm-hmm.
Cool Ranch Doritos are just corn chips they put seasoning on.
Yeah.
These are just potato chips they put the same seasoning on.
Yeah.
So they taste identical because really all Cool Ranch Doritos are is the seasoning.
Computer, who owns Doritos?
Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay, baby.
And these are Lay's.
They just said, oops, we put the potato chips in the Doritos line.
They just did the same chip twice, mm-hmm. and we bought it.
Yeah.
I think I do prefer it, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, the question isn't, are these better than the Doritos? The question isn't, are these...
Different? They're the same. Probably yeah, better.
Like, different, better, whatever. It's, which one do you like more?
I like these more because they're softer to the bite. You can smush them with your tongue on the roof
really
of your mouth.
We really should have bought a bag of the Doritos.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah. But we didn't.
So we'll just have to use our memory.
Our brains.
Brains. I might like these more, too.
I like these more because they're softer.
Corn chips are so... There's so much flavor in a corn chip, which I know is like a weird thing to say because chips don't have a lot of flavor. But compared to a potato chip, they super do.
Here's the thing.
You get more Cool Ranch with these.
Here's the thing about Doritos, which is weird about Doritos. You generally dip like corn chips into things when you buy them mm-hmm. or when you get them at like a Mexican restaurant mm-hmm. or whatever. And then they were like, well, we'll just make corn chips that you don't have to dip. Potato mm-hmm. chips, you don't dip into things.
Yeah.
So it makes more sense to overflavor potato chips. And less sense to overflavor corn chips.
I'm going to destroy this bag.
Like, if you dip Doritos into salsa, you're a madman.
Yeah, that's insanity.
Yeah, but they are the kind of chip that you would do that with. These are pretty good.
These are so good.
Yeah, they taste like Cool Ranch Doritos, except they're softer.
Yeah.
They taste like thin Cool Ranch Doritos.
I highly recommend them. Anyone who's listening, go out and buy these, so maybe they'll keep them around.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Maybe they'll have Cool Ranch potato chips instead of Doritos. I'd be fine with that.
Or maybe they'll do the thing where they bring it back like once a year for like a month.
The question is, how long until Taco Bell gets on this heat?
Sorry, I just remembered that it's almost McRib time.
It is almost McRib time.
Last time it was McRib time, we had COVID.
Oh, that's true.
Gotta make up for lost time, baby.
Lost McRibs.
I love the McRib.
So, I think these are good. Go get some.
Yeah, these are good.
Now, I think we can jump on over to cookie time. Because this show isn't just about potatoes.
Go on.
You're doing a bag crumple.
Go on.
You're doing a rumpley crumple.
Go on.
I could make you stop that. There are ways. I have ways in the editing suite and with a certain character that I love and you love that I could pull out that we love.
I crumbled the bag by my microphone, everyone.
You did. But now, we're going to jump into the cookies.
Today we have for you, they expire in February of 2023. We've got Kroger, Kaleidos, Sparkly Unicorn Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally flavored sandwich cookies.
I cannot believe that.
Naturally flavored with unicorn.
They got some unicorns and ground them up and put them into cookies.
Oh man, these are a lot more depressing than you think.
This is our second, I think, soiree into Kaleidos.
Yeah, there was the super ones, and then these.
There was the what ones?
The superhero ones.
Oh, yeah, superhero ones. I'm just going to grab mm-hmm. both of these. The superhero ones were our first soiree, and this is our second soiree.
Yeah, these are unicorn ones. The package is normal bad package with the tray.
You
and it
tear it open, and
gonna
the tray comes out, and they get bad.
They're going to be stale in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, but maybe that won't be a bad thing, because we haven't tried them yet.
Love the packaging, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's all pastels. There's a unicorn on the front. I mean, it's, you know, great. Love it. The cookie itself is a weird purple Oreo with a weird pink filling with sparkly blue sprinkles on top.
And it's it like, says, it's like plaid on the top.
Yeah, it's like plaid on the top. It says magical confetti cake batter flavor.
So, I've got thoughts on these bad boys. Firstly, if you've listened to our superhero Kaleidos review, mm-hmm. you have listened to this review, because they taste exactly the same.
You know what these taste like?
What do they taste like?
Birthday cake ice cream.
They do. They taste like birthday cake ice cream, but so do the superhero ones.
Uh-huh.
The only difference is these have the big sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You know the big sugar?
Yeah.
This has the big sugar, the big grains of sugar.
Except those are sprinkles, not big sugar.
I thought sprinkles are just big sugar.
Yeah, that's also very true.
Yeah, these are the big sugar. These taste like cake batter ice cream. They're extremely sugary, so sweet. On the box, it says it's made with cake batter flavor.
Mm-hmm.
This is our second week in a row where we have batter-flavored cookies.
We're in our batter era.
And this is... I would argue that cake batter flavor is just cake flavor.
Yeah, I think I agree.
And so these are cake. Batter is a filler word.
But they also don't really taste like cake. They taste like birthday cake ice cream.
Yeah, but batter is not important.
I feel like it'd be just as successful if it said birthday cake ice cream flavored cookies.
I think they'd be more successful if they said birthday cake ice cream flavored cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are
so, so sugary. Sweet.
So sweet. Just
they're
unbelievably.
So sweet.
They do taste like a unicorn, I feel like, would taste.
I feel like a unicorn would taste like horse.
No.
No, it tastes like cake batter?
Mm-hmm. Because it's a unicorn.
No, I feel like it definitely tastes like horse.
No, it's not a horse, it's a unicorn.
Mm, you're right.
It's all that
you're
airborne right. differences.
Do you know what horse tastes like? Maybe it tastes like cake batter.
I think I have had horse before.
Have you really?
I think so, yeah.
Was horse one of the meats in the jerky?
Maybe.
Were you with me when I had the jerky?
I've had multiple jerkies.
I think we were coming down from the mountains. Maybe that was Mabry. And my mom and I and Mabry, or you, tried various jerkies made of things like ostrich and stuff.
I mean, we've done that in a store on the island before.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But never. No,
is horse one of them? Can he? Are you allowed to? Is it like eating dog? Like he can't eat dog?
I don't know. I mean, deer is kind of like skinny horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had deer multiple times.
Small, weird horse.
Yeah. Well, dog is small, weird horse.
Yeah, that's true.
Deer is skinny, weird horse.
That's true.
Zebra is regular-sized, weird horse.
Would you eat horse if it was offered to you?
Yeah.
I think I would, too.
Would you eat zebra if it was offered to you?
Oh, easy, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. With the stripes? Yeah. That'd be cool.
Stripes, yeah.
You'd poop out stripes.
Do you think the meat is striped?
Yeah.
It's called marbling.
Yeah. If you make zebra on a grill perfectly, it will come out one shade.
Yeah.
Because if you put the white parts on the grill, yep. they'll turn gray because they'll yep. be on the grill, come out perfectly even. These Kaleidos. What do you think about these Kaleidos?
Too sweet. Tastes like birthday cake ice cream, which I don't hate, but I don't really like.
Yeah?
I'm going to give them a 4.7.
I'm going to give them a 6.5.
6.5 and a 4.7.
6.5 and a 4. That's the problem with doing 0.7s. This is the average.
I'll do a 4.5.
All right. 6.5 and a 4.5. Coming yeah. around to a 5.5.
Coming around to the old 5.5.
Coming on, so come go get yourself a box of Kaleidos. They're a little bit above average.
They're a little bit too sweet, but a little bit above average.
Oh,
so
you can't tell me you're not going to destroy these over the next
seven days.
Wait.
I like sweet things that taste like something else. This just tastes like sugar.
You know the good thing about me now being a teacher? I can take these to work and they will simply vanish.
Take them to work.
Yeah.
Leave the chips.
The chips I'll leave. And those cookies from 2 weeks ago that are still sitting on my desk, I might also take to work.
I'm not even going to take the chips downstairs.
That's probably smart. They'll be gone tonight. Tonight they'll be gone.
Maybe. Who knows?
They'll be gone tonight.
Just let the baby cry.
Don't
as
put
the old saying
don't
goes.
Put the baby in the corn chips.
Yeah.
That's our show.
That's our show.
This one wasn't great, but some
I thought, no, there's some good stuff in it.
You think there's some good
the
stuff
Michigan
in
the Michigan joke?
All the stuff padding the Michigan.
Lots of Borat.
Lots of Borat. There are lots of Borat. So
bad cookies. Can't say they're bad. They're a little above average.
I'm trying to think of a good joke to do, and all I can think of is my wife.
My wife.
That's our show.
Wait, hold on. And that's the beginning of our show.
Not.